Foreign nationals who stay in the country for 90 days cumulatively in a given year will have to register with the National Identification Authority. Also, all institutions which require identification to transact business with foreign nationals must demand the Ghana National Identification Card before rendering services. The head of public affairs of the NIA, Bertha Jogble, disclosed this to Radio Ghana.
All institutions that transact business with identification are to use the national ID card to identify the individual. We do have several other ID cards in the system, but they are institutional ID cards. They are not for identification. You use it to identify yourself when you are accessing those particular services. But this is to identify you as who you say you are, either as a foreign national or a Ghanaian national. And for us to have a synergy, to have just one identity of the individual, it said that all institutions that transact business that require identification must demand, they shall demand the national ID card before they offer the service. It is to help us know who we are dealing with and to cut out fraud in transactions. It helps the individual also that the identity is not stolen, and so it offers a lot of benefits to both the individual and the person in the country as a whole and society in general. The opportunity still is available for them to register. We are working fiercely with the user agencies, and we bring in verification equipment this year. We're hopeful by March we will have the verification equipment around, and as long as they have them in the various points of usage or service, it means that you cannot access services without your Ghana card. It will be a requirement. So they should take advantage of the opportunity they have right now before we kick in that enforcement.
Mrs. Jagler touched on the challenges the authority faces in registering foreign nationals.
One of them, for instance, is language. There are people from different countries and all our registration officers don't understand the foreign languages. So sometimes it requires that the foreign nationals bring somebody who can interpret so that it gets registered. Another group that's complaining is the foreign nationals married to Ghanaian spouses. They think that for that reason they should not register. But Ghanaian citizenship is by descent, not by birth. And so even if you married the two foreign nationals living in the country, they give birth in this country, the child is not a Ghanaian. So that child is also to register. So the spouses of foreign nationals, until they register as Ghanaians or naturalized to become Ghanaians, they're still foreign nationals. Another group is the students. They say it's too high, and then children who are 6 years, thereabouts, they complain. So those are the complaints we've received, and we are working on it. We have to consult, we have to get approvals, even if we have to do a reduction or anything. And then going forward, locating foreign nationals, you know, we've done a lot of media campaign to encourage them, but you agree with me, a number of them don't listen to our local radio.
That was the head of public affairs of the NIA, Bertha Jagler.